Greg, how is this sell in May and go away strategy supposed to work?
The belief is that if you sell in May and don't go back in the market for about 6 months, you're going to benefit because the market tends to be flat. The flip side is that between around the 1st of November and the end of May, the market seems to get most of its gain. And because of that, the indicator is also known as the Halloween indicator.
Anecdotally, that Halloween indicator makes some sense to me. I mean, I well remember Black Monday back in 87, and that was in October when the market had its crash.
And there was another one in October of 2 years later when there was a dispute between United Airlines and the baggage people, and the market took a similar plunge, obviously not nearly as much, but another wild turn. So a lot of people remember those sorts of things and know that October could be harmful to your wealth.
Well, in the past, when we've talked about market timing, we've always concluded it just doesn't work. Is there any validity to just staying invested for this one half of the year and then getting out for the other half?
Well, it's interesting that two major publications have essentially gone opposite ways on this point. The Wall Street Journal a couple weeks ago said that especially in recent years, but over the last 50 years, the sell in May theory has worked out, that people would have made money. And then just a few days later, Forbes published a piece that showed that because of transaction costs and the amount of money you make from dividends, essentially the theory has no validity at all.
So where does that leave us?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that we learned from the crash of 2009 is that if you just stay in the market, the world won't end. You know, people lost half or more of their money, at least on paper, and now they've recovered it all and more. So I don't know why people want to fool around with any of these theories.
Well, if somebody does want to fool around with one of these theories, namely the sell in May and go away, because like I said, there are some convincing arguments for it, also convincing arguments against it. So if you wanted to try it out, how should you do that?
Well, I don't think it'd be too painful if you took a part of your investment money and took it out and just watched and tried to see on your own if it was working out. If you had four, five, six mutual funds to pull money from one of those funds, it might be fun just to see what happens.
It always depends on your definition of fun, though, depending on what happens.
That's right.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.